今天的题目是主日子之前所发生的事情。
The topic of today's preaching is things happen before the day of the Lord.
主的日子就是从这个灾难开始一直到这个世界的末日。
The day of the Lord begins with the great tribulation until the end.
所以让我们来看《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第二章第一节到第七节。
So let us look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 7.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第一节，保罗说：弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集，我劝你们，无论有灵、有言语、有冒我名的书信，说主的日子现在到了，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。人不惧用什么法子。你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事，并有那大罪人，就是沉沦之子显露出来。他是抵挡主，高抬自己，超过一切称为神和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿里自称是神。我还在你们那里的时候，曾把这些事告诉你们，你们不记得吗？现在你们也知道那拦阻他的是什么，是叫他到的时候才可以显露。因为那不法的隐逸已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的，等到那拦阻的被除去。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 1. Now we request you, brethren, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, that you not be quickly shaken from your composure or be disturbed either by a spirit or a message or a letter as if from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, and the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God. Do you not remember that while I was still with you, I was telling you these things? And you know what restrains him now, so that in his time,He will be revealed. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way.
在2000年的时候，有一部电影叫做《Left Behind》。
In 2007, there's a movie called...
2000.
In 2000, there was a movie called Left Behind.
Left Behind 就是被留下来的意思。
That means
left behind. 那么这部电影的剧本是根据一本很有名的小说叫做 Left Behind.
And the movie was based on a fiction called Left Behind.
那么在电影里面有一个人的名字叫做Rayford Steele.
The character in this movie is called Rayford Steele.
Rayford Steele 是一家航空公司的飞机师。
He is the pilot of an airline company.
那么有一天，当他驾驶这个飞机到伦敦的时候
，One day when he was piloting this plane to London,
然后飞机上有好几位乘客突然间不见了。
There were quite a few passengers all of a sudden disappeared.
那么在同一个时候
，And at the same time,
那么地上有不少的车子司机也突然间不见了。
There are quite a few drivers on earth and also the passengers also disappeared.
然后使到世界进入一个很混乱的状况里。
And it caused the world to go into a state of chaos.
然后 Left Behind 这部电影是根据圣经里面所说的一个预言。
So Left Behind was based on a prophecy in the Bible.
然后这个预言说，主耶稣有一天将会再来，把得救的人提到天上去。
The parable, the prophecy said one day Jesus will return and rapture will happen.
而保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章曾经谈过这个被提的事情。
And Paul had mentioned the rapture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十六节到第十七节这么说。
And so it was said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 to 17.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord.
所以保罗很详细的把主耶稣再来的事情说明清楚给帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒。
So Paul clearly told the Thessalonian believers about the return of Jesus.
但是当保罗写了这个帖撒罗尼迦前书之后，
But after Paul wrote 1 Thessalonians,
却有人冒他的名写了不同的书信给帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，告诉他们说，
Somebody else forged Paul's name and wrote the believers their letters.
主的日子已经到了，
telling them that the Lord's day has already come.
帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒听了之后，
and so after the believers there heard that,
心里面感到很不安，
they were very uneasy.
并且感到很惊慌，
and they were also very afraid.
以为自己被遗留下来。
They thought they have been left behind.
然后因着这个缘故，保罗写了帖撒罗尼迦后书来纠正这个错误的教导。
And so because of that, Paul wrote the 2 Thessalonians to correct what they have heard.
所以帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第一节到第二节说。
And so in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 and 2, Paul said,
弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集，我劝你们，无论有灵、有言语、有冒我名的书信，说主的日子现在到了，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。
Now we request you, brethren, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, that you not be quickly shaken from your composure or be disturbed either by a spirit,or a message, or a letter as if from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come.
那么请注意第一节的下半句。
So let's look at the later part of verse 1.
和我们到他那里聚集。
Our gathering together to him.
那么这句经文就是指得救的人被提到天上去与主耶稣永远的同在。
And this phrase talked about how the believers will be lifted to heaven and be with the Lord forever.
所以帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒处在一个困境里面。
So the believers in Thessalonica were in a difficult situation.
因为保罗曾经告诉过他们，
because Paul had once told them,
在主的日子还没有到来之前，
before the Lord's day,
他们将会被提到天上去。
They will be raptured.
但是当时却有一些冒着保罗的名的人告诉他们说。
But then there are other people who had told them in Paul's name.
主的日子已经来到了。
That the Lord's day has already come.
而因此使到他们感到很惊慌而且很着急。
And so they were fretting about the situation.
那如果是你跟我的话，也会感到紧张或者惊慌。
If it is you or I, we'll probably feel the same way.
因为被遗留下来。
Because then we have been left behind.
啊，我曾经在这些购物广场啊，看到一些小孩子突然间大哭起来。
I have seen cases in a shopping center where a child all of a sudden was screaming.
啊，因为突然间看不到父母亲。
Because all of a sudden he cannot find his parents.
啊，以为父母不见了。
They thought the parents were gone.
所以当时帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒感到非常的紧张，而且惊慌。
So the believers there at that time felt very afraid.
啊，以为自己没有被提到天上去。
They thought they have missed the rapture.
啊，但是保罗在这个帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章对他们说。
But then Paul told them in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事。必有那大罪人，就是沉沦之子显露出来。
Let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction.
所以保罗说，在信徒还没有被提到天上去之前
，So Paul said before the believers were lifted to the sky.
离道反教的事情必须先发生。
Then we have to have the apostasy and the man of lawlessness.
啊，不单如此，大罪人或者沉沦之子必须要显露出来。
And the man of lawlessness must first be revealed.
因为圣经没有告诉我们主耶稣什么时候会来。
Because the Bible did not tell us when Jesus will return.
加上马太福音第24章36节这么说。
So it was said in Matthew 24:37.
但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone.
那么虽然如此，圣经里面有不少的异兆提到主耶稣要再来的事情。
So even though it's that, there were a lot of signs given in the Bible about his return.
因为圣经里面有很多的异兆提醒我们主耶稣来的日子将近了。
Because there are lots of signs that tells us that the day of our Lord's return is getting very close.
所以在这节经文里面可以说是一个异兆。
So in this verse, we can say that it is a sign.
因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事情，必有大罪人，就是沉沦之子显露出来。
For it will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction.
因为我们不知道主耶稣什么时候会再来。
Because we don't know when Jesus will return.
因此，马太福音24章42节警告我们说。
Therefore, Matthew 24:42 warned us.
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming.
那么在过去的历史里面，有些人曾经定这个日期，说主耶稣要再来。
And in the past, there has been people who claimed Jesus will come on a certain date.
啊，但是没有实现。
But it had never happened.
因为圣经已经说明很清楚，没有人知道。
Because the Bible clearly told us that no one knows.
只有天父知道主耶稣什么时候再来。
Only the Father knows when Jesus will return.
在主耶稣还没有降临之前。
Before Jesus come again. Come again.
然后保罗说将会有这些事情发生。
Paul said that will have these things happened.
啊，因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事，必有大罪人，就是沉沦之子显露出来。
For it will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction.
他说这些事情必须要先发生。
So he said.All of these must happen first.
离道反教的事情和那罪大罪人或者沉沦之子的显露。
So the apostasy must come first, and then the man of lawlessness or the son of destruction.
所以在主耶稣还没有到来之前。
So before Jesus returns,
那么圣经告诉我们，得救的基督徒必须先被提到天上去。
The Bible told us that Christians will all be lifted to heaven.
那么当得救的人被提到天上之后
，So after the rapture,
那么撒旦还有他的权势必就显露出来，显露他们罪恶的行为。
Then Satan and his power will be revealed.
那时地上将会有七年的大灾难。
And at that time there will be 7 years of great destruction.
Tribulation.
Tribulation.
那撒旦和他的权势必与神对抗。
And so the power of Satan will fight against God.
那么神的审判将会降临在地上。
And God's judgment will arrive.
那么使到世界进入一个很可怕的一个时期。
And at that time, the world will enter into a horrible, horrific period.
所以保罗在这里说，在主的日子还没有到来之前。
So here Paul said, before the Lord's day.
将会有三件事情发生。
Three things must happen first.
那么第一就是离道反教的事情。
First of all, it will be the apostasy.
那么第二就是那个大罪人的显露。
Second will be the revelance of the man of lawlessness.
那么第三呢，就是那拦阻大罪人的被除去。
And the third thing will be the one who restrained is taken away.
所以在主的日子还没有到来之前所要发生的事情，第一点就是离道反教的事情。
So before the Lord's day, the first thing that will happen is apostasy.
在这段这句经文说，因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事。
Here it said, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first.
所以当主耶稣来的日子很靠近的时候，
So when it gets near to the return of Jesus Christ,
将会有这个离道反教的事情发生。
There will be apostasy.
所以这件事情的发生可以说是一个征兆。
So this is a sign.
什么是离道反教呢？
So what is apostasy?
在马太福音24章，门徒曾经问过耶稣说，
In Matthew chapter 24, the apostles did ask Jesus.
他问耶稣主什么时候会再来。
They asked him, when is the Lord returning?
那么当时门徒问主耶稣关于再来的征兆。
And so they asked about the signs before his return.
那么因此主耶稣就在马太福音第24章对他们说。
So,Jesus told them in Matthew 24,
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。
You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震。这都是灾难的起头。
For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And in various places, there will be famines and earthquakes. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs.
那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨辱。
Then they will deliver you to tribulation, and will kill you.And you will be hated by all nations because of my name.
那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。
At that time, many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another.
且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人，只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心渐渐的冷淡了，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
Many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved.
所以当主耶稣的日子要来的日子很靠近的时候，
So as the day of our Lord get closer,
基督徒的日子不好过。
The Christians will not have a good day.
他们将会陷入这个患难中。
They will fall into difficulty.
原因是他们是基督徒。
And the reason why is because they are Christians.
人要迫害他们。
Man will persecute them.
他们要被万民恨恶。
They will be hated by all.
那么除此之外，圣经说罪恶的事情日益的增加。
And besides that, the Bible said, lawlessness will increase.
那么人的爱心渐渐的冷淡。
And man, the love in man's heart will grow cold.
所以在这种情况之下，信徒不容易持守着自己的信仰。
And under these kind of circumstances, Christians are, it is difficult for Christians to endure.
因此造成很多不少信徒离道反教。
And it caused quite a few Christians to, betray their faith.
他们放弃了自己的信仰。
They let go of their faith.
因为他们承受不了这些患难带来那种痛苦。
Because they cannot endure the pain brought forth by the faith.
那么今天世界上有些共产的国家被政府迫害。
There are quite a few communist countries, people in that country are persecuted.
被政府关在这个监牢里。
They are locked up by the government.
那么政府对他们说，只要你否认这个主耶稣，你就得到释放。
And the government said, if you deny Jesus' name, then you'll be released.
但是主耶稣所说的这个征兆跟这个迫害不同。
But the sign that Jesus said here is different from the persecution.
那么这个征兆是一个普世的一个问题。
The sign that Jesus is talking about is global.
那么活在这个时代的基督徒将会面对很大的迫害。
The Christians in this world will face great persecution.
那么在主的日子将要来临的时候，这个灾难必会临到他们的身上。
And before the Lord's day, then this kind of destruction will come upon them.
所以在主的日子还没有到来之前所要发生的事情，第二点。
So the second thing that will happen before the day of the Lord.
也就是大罪人的显露。
And it will be the revelation of the son of lawlessness.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第三节这么说。
So in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3 it says,
因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事，必有大罪人，就是沉沦之子显露出来。
For it will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction.
那么到底这个大罪人是谁？
So who is the son of lawlessness?
那么这句经文也称他为沉沦之子。
This verse also describes him as the son of destruction.
那么这些名称是指那些跟随撒旦的人。
And this name is given to people who follow Satan.
那么主耶稣在约翰福音第十七章第十二节称出卖他的犹大为灭亡之子。
And so in 1 John,
Gospel of John.
The Gospel of John. 17. Judah, who betrayed Jesus, was called the son of destruction.
我们在约翰一书第二章第十八节这么说。
So in 1 John 2 verse 18 it says,
小子们啊，如今是末时了，你们曾经见说那敌基督要来，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了，从此我们就知道如今是末时了。
Children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that it is the last hour.
所以这节经文所说的敌基督一共有三方面。
So the Antichrist mentioned here, there are three aspects.
那么第一就是指那敌基督者的灵。
First is the spirit of those who Antichrist.
约翰一书第四章第三节说，凡灵不认耶稣就不是出于神，就是那敌基督者的灵，你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上了。
So in 1 John chapter 4 it says, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is from God, is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming. And now it is already in the world.
那么这些灵在世上与基督敌对。
These spirits, were working against, Christ.
那么第二方面，这个敌基督的意思就是敌基督的灵的假教师。
The second aspect of the Antichrist is the spirit of the Antichrist who works as the false prophets.
这些假教师传扬这个虚假的信息。
These false prophets were preaching false messages.
那么第三方面，
the third aspect,
就是在主的日子临近要显露那个人，他的名叫敌基督。
It is right before the day of the Lord that one person who his name is called
Antichrist. 当撒旦犯罪之后。
And after Satan sinned.
摩圣经告诉我们他一直与神敌对。
The Bible told us that he continued to fight against God.
然后他想要与神同等坐在神的宝座上。
He wanted to be equal with God to sit on God's throne.
那么当撒旦犯罪之后，他把这个罪带到世上。
And after Satan sinned, he brought sin into the world.
那么当这个主的日子临近的时候，
And as the day of the Lord nears,
撒旦将会兴起一个叫做敌基督的与神对抗。
Satan will rise up a person called Antichrist to fight against God.
我们在末日的时候，撒旦将会与敌基督连同这个假先知一起在大灾难与神征战。
And so during the tribulation, this Antichrist will work together with Satan and the false prophets to fight the Lord.
所以敌这个字在希腊文有两个意思。
Anti, this word anti has two meanings in Greek.
一个就是敌对，另外一个是代替的意思。
One means instead, the other one means, the enemy.
Instead, to replace. 所以撒旦他要代替神。
So, Satan wants to replace God.
好像神受崇拜一样。
Just as God was worshipped.
如果你看以赛亚书第14章第12节到第15节说明。
And so, if you look at Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 15, it says,
撒旦一直想与神同等。
Satan wants to be equal with God.
而受到崇拜。
To receive worship.
那么当主耶稣在旷野被试探的时候，
When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness.
那么在路加福音说，这一切权柄荣耀我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁，你若在我面前下拜，这都归给你。
And the devil said to him, I will give you all this domain and its glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you worship before me, it shall all be yours.
所以在这个主的日子还没有到来之前，撒旦将会兴起一个人叫做敌基督。
So before the day of the Lord, Satan is going to rise up a person called Antichrist.
我们使到整个世界相信他的谎言来敬拜他。
And so the whole world will believe in his lies and they will worship him.
所以在二章四节这么说，他是抵挡主，高抬自己，超过一切称为神的和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿里自称是神，这个是敌基督。
So in verse 4 it says about the Antichrist, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God.
所以这位敌基督他将会主的日子之前他会显露。
So this Antichrist will appear before the day of the Lord.
然后不少的圣经学者说，这位人物是一个和平的政治人物。
Quite a few biblical scholars believe that this person will be a peaceful political figure.
那他会将欧洲的国家联合起来成为一个联盟。
He will lead all the European countries to become a
union. 所以在启示录第十七章第十二节到第十三节说。
So in Revelation chapter 17:12-13 it says,
你所看见的那十角就是十王，他们还没有得国，但他们一时之间要和兽同得权柄，与王一样，他们同心合意，将自己的能力权柄给那兽。
The ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have not yet received the kingdom, but they receive authority as kings with the beast of 1 hour, for 1 hour. These have one purpose, and they give their power and authority to the beast.
所以这个兽是指 敌基督。
So the beast here is referring to the Antichrist.
然后在那时敌基督在会带来世界一个暂时的和平。
So at that time, the Antichrist will bring forth the world temporary peace.
那么他会与以色列签约一个和平的合约。
He will sign a peace treaty with Israel.
那么持续三年半的时间。
And it will last 3.5 years.
那么过后他将会毁约。
And after 3.5 years, he will revoke the treaty.
那么显露他不法的手段，还有他罪恶的行为。
And he will reveal his lawlessness and destruction.
所以在这七年的在个灾难里，敌基督会以三年半的和平的这个时间跟三年半的灾难来统治这个世界。
So in the Great Tribulation, he will use 3.5 years of peace and 3.5 years of destruction to control the world.
所以在这个灾难的中期的时候
So in the middle of the Tribulation,
敌基督将会宣布他是那位值得敬拜的。
The Antichrist will announce that he is the one who are worthy of worship.
他将会强迫人来敬拜他。
He will force people to worship him.
那些不敬拜他的人将会受到迫害。
And those who refuse to worship him will receive persecution.
那么甚至会被杀害。
Or even be killed.
所以在这七年的灾难里面，那后半期可以说是大灾难。
So in the last part of the tribulation, we can call it the Great Tribulation.
整个世界将会进入一个人从来没有经历过的灾难。
So the whole world will fall into this great period of destruction that has never been seen before.
所以在主的日子还没有到来之前所要发生的事情。
So,Things that happen before the day of the Lord.
那第一就是你会看到这些离道反教的事情。
First of all, we're going to see apostasy.
如果我们活到那个时代的话，我们可能会看到这个大罪人的显露。
And if we are still alive at that time, we may see the revelation
of the lawless one.
The lawless one.
然后第三，拦阻的被除去。
And the third thing is, the one who restrained will be taken away.
保罗在这里说，现在你们也知道那拦阻他的是什么，是叫他到了的时候才可以显露，因为那不法的隐喻已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的，等到那拦阻的被除去。
And you know what restrains him now, so that in his time he will be revealed.For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way.
然后那个拦阻的是什么？
So who is the one who restrains?
保罗说，提撒罗尼迦教会信徒知道他是什么。
Paul said the believers in Thessalonica know who he is.
那你是否知道这个拦阻是什么？是谁？
Do you know who he is?
因为保罗说，当这个拦阻被除去之后
，Because Paul said once he is taken away，
那么大罪人才显露他不法的手段，还有他罪恶的行为。
Then the one who is the lawlessness will then reveal himself。
保罗说，那大罪人还没有被显露，因为那个拦阻的还没有被除去。
Paul said the lawless one is not, has not been revealed, is because the one who restrains is still here.
那么到底这个拦阻是谁或者是什么东西?
So what is this one or something?
那很多圣经学者说是圣灵。
And a lot of Bible scholars think that it is the Holy Spirit.
那么当主耶稣复活升天之后,
When Jesus resurrected and he ascended into heaven.
那么他赐给教会圣灵成为他们的保惠师。
He gave the Holy Spirit to the church to become the comforter.
在《使徒行传》第二章第一节到第四节这么说。
So it was said in Acts chapter 2, 1 to 4.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，突然从天上有响声下来，好像一次大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有石头如火焰显现出来。分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满。
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以在五旬节的时候，当这个使徒在讲道的时候，
and so in the day of Pentecost when the apostles were preaching,
那圣灵降临在他们的身上，
the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
那从那个时候开始，圣灵就与教会同在，
and from that time on, the Holy Spirit is with the church.
所以当教会当得救的基督徒被提到天上去之后，
So when the church was raptured,
然后圣灵因此就离开这个世界，
Then the Holy Spirit will also leave the world.
那么在这个时候，那拦阻这个大罪人的将会被除去。
And so at that time, the one who restrains the lawless one will be taken away.
那时大罪人就显露出来。
And at that time, that's when he will reveal himself.
然后因着这个缘故，罪恶的行为和不法的手段没有被受限制。
And because of that, then there is no restraint on lawlessness or any kind of unlawful doings.
所以在这种情况之下，大罪人的罪恶行为变本加厉，几乎到了一个极点。
And because of that,then whatever lawlessness there is, it will be to the maximum.
所以教会在地上的存在带来给世界很大的功用。
So the presence of the church bring forth a lot of benefits to the world.
因为圣灵与教会同在。
Because the Holy Spirit is with the church.
成为教会成为这个世界的光还和这个盐。
And so the church became the salt and the light of the world.
所以教会在世界各地每一个地方的存在。
So the church is in every corners of the world.
那么多少都会带来当地一些影响。
And more or less it will influence the local area.
因为教会的存在保持人有一个清澈的良心。
Because of the presence of the church, men continue to have their conscience.
而且阻止这个罪恶的恶化。
And it prevent the worsening of sin.
但是当教会被提到天上去之后，
But when the church was raptured,
那么圣灵被除去，
The Holy Spirit will be removed.
那拦阻这个罪恶行为的已经不在了，
The one who restrained this lawlessness is gone.
那时的世界是我们不可以想象的，
The world at that time is unimaginable to any of us.
主的日子要临近的时候所要发生的事情。
Things that will happen before the day of the Lord.
我们必须要睁开我们的眼睛来看。
We must open up our eyes to see.
第一就是这个离道反教的事情。
First, there's going to be apostasy.
那第二，这个大罪人的显露。
Second is the revelation of the lawless one.
然后最后，那个拦阻的被除去。
And the last one is the removal of the one who restrains.
那么当这些事情发生的时候，
When all these happen,
那么主的日子就到来了。
Then the Lord's day has arrived.
让我们用一点点时间来思考今天的信息。
Let us meditate on today's message.
那么就如圣经所说，我们看到这个世界实在是很混乱。
Just as it was said in the Bible, this world is very confusing.
我们看到，我们听到这个打仗的风声。
We heard the sound of war.
我们也同时看到这个罪恶的恶化。
And we see the worsening of lawlessness.
那么这些征兆是否告诉我们主的日子要临近了？
Are these signs telling us that the day of the Lord is getting closer?
我们也看到教会里的信徒他们的心的冷淡。
We can also see the believers, their heart are getting colder.
我们也看到人的心实在是越来越邪恶。
And we see man's heart getting worse.
那么这些东西是否告诉我们主的日子要临近了？
Does all this sign tell us that the day of the Lord is getting closer?
让我们警醒的祷告。
May we be alert and pray.
也让我们不要沉睡在我们的生命当中。
And may we not fall asleep.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
求你增加我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
赐给我们一个警醒的身心来等待你的到来。
Give us an alertness in our heart.
以致我们不要当主耶稣再来的时候，我们没有准备好。
So that when Jesus returns, we won't be ready.
主啊，求你赐给我们一个智慧的心。
Lord, please give us a wise heart.
也求主你怜悯我们。
Please have mercy on us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.